Yes, I on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Bill Raggio, a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, keeping the long war journal. U.S. adds al-Qaeda leader in Syria to list of global terrorists. U.S. State Department added Sami al-Ureida, senior leader of al-Qaeda's branch, to its list. You also tell me, Bill, that the U.S. or its surrogates are operating in Syria. What is in Syria right now of great interest to the U.S.? This is an al-Qaeda branch. Is ISIS of considerable weight in Syria, and are we combating ISIS?
Yeah, John, Syria remains, as well as Iraq, remains a major problem when you look at the leadership and the organization of the global jihad. Both the al-Qaeda has a minimal presence at best inside of Iraq, but in Syria, it has thousands of fighters based in northeastern Syria. That Sami al-Ureida is a nasty individual, a key ideologue. Al-Qaeda routinely turns to him in their propaganda to make key points about waging jihad and obligation to fight jihad against the West and against governments in the Middle East. And then the Islamic State, while it's lost its physical caliphate in Syria, meaning it doesn't overtly control territory, control cities like it did up until 2019, it still has a significant presence. It is operating as an insurgent slash guerrilla movement in both Syria and Iraq, and it probably has tens of thousands of fighters still under its command. The U.S. military conducted a raid in Syria just last night, and they say they targeted and captured what they called this is in quotes, senior ISIS Syria leader and operational planner responsible for planning terror attacks in the Middle East and Europe, end quote. So they've gone after several individuals like this over the last several months. And the U.S.'s military is conducting dozens of raids in particularly in Syria per month. So when you hear that the Islamic State has been defeated in Iraq and Syria, and then you hear that the U.S. military is launching dozens of raids a month and they're still rounding up senior operational planners and leaders of this nature, you have to question, is the group really defeated, or is this an ongoing battle in a long war against the Islamic State?
And are these ISIS members in Syria, are they the remnant of the retreat from Mosul in 17? Is that what we're looking at, veteran fighters?
Yeah, these are definitely veterans. Keep in mind that the Islamic State controlled territory both in Iraq and in Syria, and it controlled cities in northern and eastern Syria as well. So it's very likely that they were based in Mosul or based in eastern Syria as well. Yes, John.
And are they still recruiting, Bill, from Europe and from North Africa? They're still seeing fighters come in. That was a big part of their combat unit in Mosul, was not from Iraq.
As critical as I've been against in the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, taking out their physical caliphate in Iraq and Syria, it significantly decreased the recruiting. It was a major draw for them to say, come to the caliphate, come to our Islamic paradise here in Iraq and Syria, and you could raise your family and live the dream of a Sharia ruled society. That was a big draw for radicalized individuals in the West and in Africa and throughout the world. There was Indonesians coming there. So that's declined significantly. I haven't seen any reporting on what the influx on foreign fighters into Iraq and Syria is.
Right.
But I would guess that it's at the very least a trickle.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, keeping the long war journal. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.